Order on the 13th of March, 1991. Present, we have Representative Hudson, Representative Finkelstein, Representative Carney, Representative Ivan, and Chairman Davidson. First, I'd like to announce that we are postponing House Joint Resolution 21 until next Tuesday. There's still some work that must be done on that, and that's endorsing the Anwar leasing without royalty change. So that brings us down to House Bill 57. We've heard this bill before. It would be the intention of the chair to move this bill out today. And speaking to House Bill 57 is Mr. Ackley. Mr. Ackley, please. You have additional comments, or if you're available for questions?
I'm just available for questions.
Okay, well, go ahead and sit down, Tom. Are there any questions of Mr. Ackley? This was the bill relating to leases of state land for fisheries development, especially where there is not a land classification plan in effect. And this will allow those who have been fishing sites for any number of years to continue the their opportunity to derive livelihood from that site. Let the record note that we have been joined by Representative Moyer.
The Neckard wrote. It's been a long day.
Yes, it has. A long week already.
Mr. Chairman, just to remind me, this is primarily to satisfy the question to the sponsor's representative. This is to satisfy the east side set netters and Cook Inlet primarily. Is that what we're dealing with here?
Right now, the DNR will not issue any new leases until a land plan is put into place. Well, the land plan's in progress, but it will not be completed until 93.
Okay.
This gives the commissioner the power to go ahead and grant those leases.
I remember. Thank you very much.
I would note Representative Hudson, it also deals a lot with the people of Kodiak, which is also non-designated at this point. Are there questions or comments of Mr. Ackley? Thank you, Mr. Ackley. Appreciate your time. Please note, for the record, we have been joined by Representative Lehman. Mr. Ron Swanson, did DNR have anything that especially they wanted to add to the comments that were previously given?
No, Mr. Chairman, just answer questions.
Any questions of Mr. Ron Swanson, the representative from the Department of Natural Resources? No questions. What is the pleasure of the committee regards House Bill 57?
Mr. Chairman,
Representative Carney.
Move national consent is to report it out of committee with individual recommendations.
Is there objection? No objection. House Bill 57 moves out of committee with individual recommendations. Next, we have House Bill 134, and that is the applicability of veterans land discount. And we'll take House Bill 134 together with House Bill 176, which is the appropriations bill for House Bill 134. And would like to hear first from Mr. Tom Wright of the Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs. Welcome, Mr. Wright.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Tom Wright. I'm committee staff to Representative Ivan of the Committee, House Special Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs. House Bill 134 allows certain veterans to purchase state land between March 31, 1983 and July 6, 1984 to claim a veterans land discount, which for various reasons they were unable to claim at the time they purchased the land. Land purchase discounts for veterans was established in 1979 by statute. Discounts were also available at this time based on residency. The residency clause was struck down by the Supreme Court in 1983, and on advice of the Department of Law, all discounts were discontinued by the Department of Natural Resources. The legislature then in 1984, July 6, 1984, established a new veterans land discount program. So in essence, this left a window period from March 31, 1983 to July 6, 1984, where there were no veterans land discount programs available. So this bill was introduced to rectify that situation. The concept came from Representative Gruenberg, who graciously allowed the committee to take over on this bill. And if you need any data or historical perspective or further information, Diane Sheridan from Representative Gruenberg's office can answer those questions. And I'd also like to defer to the department for any questions that might be asked on a technical nature.
Thank you. Are there any questions of Mr. Wright? Representative Hudson?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I believe the essence of this legislation is on page 2, line 18. The purpose of this act is to ensure that all veterans are treated equally. and that those who purchase land after March 31, 83 and before July 6th are not denied the veterans discount. Is that essentially what we're dealing with here?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Hudson, yes, it is.
And how about new veterans today? Are they covered? Do they have access to the veterans discount?
To my knowledge, Mr. Chairman, Representative Hudson, they are covered by this program as long as there's a state land purchase or a lottery, so to speak. If the program is available to purchase land at this time, which there are at various times.
So an old veteran like me, who has not exercised any discount on property, would be eligible to receive a discount?
To my knowledge, Mr. Chairman, yes, as long as, as it's a state land program.
I think I like this.
Additional questions or comments for Mr. Wright regards House Bill 134 or 176? No further questions. Thank you, Mr. Wright. Appreciate your...
Mr. Chairman, if I may...
Okay, please go ahead.
We have, in your possession, I believe, there are a couple of CSs, one for House Bill 134 and one for 176. And after working with the department, we have found we can make the program less costly and have submitted a new appropriation bill to accompany House Bill 134. And the changes that we made in 134 are noted, and I believe the committee has a copy of those changes.
Changes are in your packet. The chair would entertain a motion to accept committee substitute for House Bill 134.
So moved.
Any objection? No objection. We are currently then, we have before us committee substitute for House Bill 34. What is the pleasure of the committee regarding House Bill 134?
I would defer to the veteran.
Mr. Bethman?
Mr. Chairman, I would move committee substitute for House Bill 134 out of committee with individual recommendations.
Are you asking, did I hear unanimous consent requested?
I'm asking unanimous consent requested.
Is there objection? House Bill 134 moves out of the House Resources Committee with individual recommendations. That brings us down to House Bill 176. You said, I believe in your packet also, there is the committee substitute for 176, although I do not see it. Yes. This is something we all like to see. It's only half as much money, so. What is the, first of all, Ms. Chevy, do you wish to make any comments regards either bill? Because I know that you've worked hard on this bill, and it is, if you would, please.
For the record, my name is Diane Sheridan. I'm staff for Representative Grunberg. The reason why we were able to reduce House Bill 176 by half is that we are acting in coordination with the Department of Natural Resources, have decided to credit people rather than give them actual checks. I'm not represented a substantial savings. I'd like to thank them for their help. They've been very cooperative.
Questions of Ms. Sheridan? Representative Moyer.
But I would move the adoption of the 3891 committee substitute.
Is there objection? No objection. That means we have before us committee substitute for House Bill 176. Are there further questions of Ms. Sheridan? Thank you very much.
You.
Appreciate your time and comments. What is the pleasure of the committee regards House Bill 176? Representative Moyer.
Thanks, Chairman. I move that we report CS for House Bill 176 from the committee, individual recommendations, asking unanimous consent.
Is there objection? No objection. House Bill 176, appropriations for House Bill 134 regards applicability of veterans' land discounts, is reported out of the House Resources Committee with individual recommendations. And with that, at 3:17, this committee is adjourned.
Wow.
Thank you.